this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey. Today, we are rebroadcasting a Best of Moments for Missions episode that I hope will be a blessing to you as you listen.
Today, I have the testimony of Mrs. Takako Takagi, who is a pastor's wife in Japan. She says, "Hello, I am Takako Takagi. I'm very happy to share my story with our American friends in the Lord. In 1997, my husband, Pastor Hisashi Takagi, and two of our children moved from Tokyo to plant a church in Owami, Shirasatsu City, because there was literally no church to preach the gospel. I was saved at the age of 16. After I entered a Christian university in Tokyo, I met Hisashi. We went to Grace Baptist Church in Tama City in Tokyo. After graduation, I worked for Texas Instruments in Japan, and Hisashi worked at a trust and banking company. Both of us studied at the Bible school started by missionaries, and we graduated in 1995. As we sought our future ministry, God showed us to go to Boso area in Chiba Prefecture. We were happy God had chosen us to plant a church in a place the gospel hadn't been preached yet. Buddhism and other cult religious influences are very strong in this area. When we arrived in Owami, Shirasatsu City, we found no Christians around us. Our son Shion and our daughter Hosanna had no Christian friends at school. After we started Boso Grace Baptist Church, our children invited lots of their friends to church, and some of them were saved. We tried every way to preach the gospel by God's guidance. In the past 22 years, God has sent lots of souls to our church, and many of them got saved. Our church became smaller in the last few years, and now we have about 10 members. But I'm very thankful these members keep obeying the Lord faithfully, no matter what happens. And I'm also thankful that our children are saved, and they keep trusting God in difficult times. My husband used to be a tent maker who supported our church and his family as a mail carrier. He had worked very hard for the Lord and for us. He had been very active, cheerful, and looked very fine until he was found to have terminal cancer in the esophagus and stomach. He couldn't have surgery, so we tried some treatments that seemed to help. But in the last 6 months, he stayed home and did his ministry work. He had a blessed Christmas and had a meeting with non-Christians. He had been in the hospital only for 8 days. He had preached Bible messages right up until the end of March. 3 days later, on April the 3rd, 2019, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, God called him home in front of me and Hosanna at the hospital. We sang hymns, prayed, and read Bible verses from the book of Revelation. He was 56 years old. He had been very faithful and never missed preaching even after he had cancer. His 1,139th morning service of preaching was his last Sunday on earth. He spoke from Psalm 125, and the last song we sang together was, "Shall We Gather at the River." On that Sunday, none of us imagined he would not speak again because he looked kind of okay. Not only Christians, but non-Christians loved him so much because of his gentle way of living. About 280 people attended his funeral. Half of them were non-Christians. We praise God that they heard the gospel clearly. I don't know why the Lord took my husband from this needy place. I just know his service was pleasing to God. And then God said his mission on earth was complete. Hisashi's life verse was Acts chapter 20 and verse 24. "But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus, to testify the gospel of the grace of God."
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.